Well, well, well. If it isn't the bookstore assistant. I just knew you'd be in need of my witchy services sooner or later. So, what'll it be? Maybe a hex? Booksellers aren't exactly known for racking up a long list of enemies, but it is usually the quiet ones who know how to hold a grudge, sharpen the old axe, turn to horrid magics to realize their terrible vengeance. Not that I've ever held a grudge. Not me, no. I just tell someone if they're ticking me off, really give them a piece of my mind, and then I transfigure them into something unnatural, and then I feel a lot better. You should too. Do you want to turn someone into a newt? If they've exhausted your patience, then they must really deserve it. Come on, drop a name. Who is it? Let me at them. Tell me. Double, double, toil and trouble and all that. Oh. Not a curse then? Damn, I was just starting to get excited. Shucks. Well? Spit it out then. I don't have all day. What do you want? Is it money? Do you want a crap load of diamonds or something? Oh, wait a minute, I might actually have something for that. A formula for... hold on, it's under... Whoops. Turns out that was a load-bearing cat. Thought I could pull that hardback out without collapsing the whole pile. But I think this is the right one. Yes, here it is. Idette's Curses for Comedic Effect. I love this book. You remember, I ordered it again because I loaned it out to Lady Bramblewire and I just couldn't get by without it. Ooh, look. Here's an enchantment for giving someone donkey ears. Let me tell you, people make an ass out of themselves so often I've practically memorized it. Do you want some donkey ears? I think they'd look really fetching on you. I was looking up something. Oh, yeah, here it is. A charm for gemstone... You know, I'm starting to remember why this one's considered a curse. Unless you're willing to switch to a prune-heavy diet, I think this isn't the spell for making you as rich as Croesus. Are you sure you really want everlasting fame and fortune? There's no spell that life-changing that doesn't come with some serious drawbacks. Fate doesn't really like getting her knickers in a twist like that. Love? Oh, silly me, going off on every spell in the book without hearing what you actually wanted. Love. How delightfully dangerous. There's nothing so chaotic as a love potion. Are you sure that's your heart's desire? To love and be loved forever and ever with kisses and cuddles and babies? Good. So, who's this saucy little tart who's got you smitten all of a sudden? What maidenly bimbo has gone and seduced our poor, innocent bookworm? Come on, you've got tea. Spill it. Hey, look at me. It's me. You can tell me, right? It's no fun when you turn your back on me while I'm trying to tease you. Stop straightening my books. I want to help you. I won't... Wait a minute, is there actually a table under that pile? Huh. Neato. Never mind. I won't make fun of you. Not really. And I won't tell anybody, either. So who's the lucky girl I get to bewitch for you? Between the two of us, she won't stand a chance. You can trust me. Confide in me. It's what friends are for. Stop looking away! Tell me, tell me, tell me! Ugh! Fine. If you're too shy to spit it out, we'll play 20 questions. If I lose, no charge for the spell, but you really have to tell me or I will give you those donkey ears. And if I win, then... I guess I'll just decide my prize later. Did that sound ominous? Okay, good. I wanted it to sound ominous. Alright, question one. The first question. Question the first. Ah, does she live in the village? Oh, thank goodness. I'd be screwed if I didn't know her. That's, what, less than 500 people, if you count the outer farms? The game is afoot. Ooh, is it that little bitch from the bakery, What's-Her-Face? Good. Good. You're better than that. I swear to Satan, if you fell for someone who was that mean to you, I'd flatten you. Although, if I ask too many narrow questions, I'm gonna waste my chance. No, don't tell me! I want to play the game! Are they single? There goes all the cradle-robbing MILFs. Or does it? Are they older than you? Okay, when you say same age, do you mean like about the same age, or do I need to track down someone who has the same birthday as you? Makes sense. Makes sense. And yeah, fine. Count that as two questions, smarty pants. Did they go to school with you? Well, interesting. No classmate sweetheart then. Same age, different school, single, lives in the village. Alright, I'm gonna waste a question here for sure, but I'm curious and you have to tell me the truth, so deal with it. When did you realize you had a little crush on them? Oh, how romantic. You know love at first sight isn't real, right? Alright, I'm not gonna fight you on it. If you say you loved her at first sight, you did. I believe you. If your feelings have only deepened since then, well, I can respect that. Have you known her at least a year? Good, because if you came to me for some Jenny-come-lately, I'd be making you an anti-love potion to snap you out of it. Sorry, weird thought. I was just thinking I can finally cross me off the list of suspects. That would be wild, wouldn't it? Just like one of your mystery books where the detective is chasing after their alter ego or something, right? Not the last question, the one before that. Love at first sight and all that crap. Although, say what you will, I did make an entrance when I came into your life. That moment probably told you more about me than you ever needed to know. Not only did I talk your ear off about a book that not only you didn't have, but I'm pretty sure it only existed in a dream I'd had the night before, but then I tripped, and I probably would have burned down your whole shop if you hadn't caught me. Ah, good times. I'm surprised you talked to me at all after that. Most people take it to heart that I'm an incurable weirdo. You're doing that thing again where you straighten books instead of look at me. How am I supposed to know how hilarious I am if I can't see you smile at all the right times? Uh-oh. What's wrong? Okay, now, that's funny. I thought for a second that it could actually be... No. Stop it. Oh, my Satan. No. Okay, you got me. Nice one. You really had me going there. You can cut it out now. Full points for commitment. You win. You finally punked me. Just, who's it really? I lose. Okay? Tell me who it is. You're serious? Oh, crap. It's a lot to take in. How do I put this? Are you sure? I'm a witch, aren't I? I've got a ward on my ass and everything. I mean, of course you like me. What's not to like? Except, you know, everything. But if you're not actually joking, I actually would like some specifics, please. Thank you very much. Oh, that's actually the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. Not that you're the first person to flirt with me, but you do it so much better. I think it's because you get so bashful. You know, I just assumed you were off limits to me. I never really thought about what it might be like, but why not? You're positively adorable. Usually I go for, you know, vampires and stuff, but they're no fun. Not really. You're such a brave little thing, aren't you? Coming to see me and pour your heart out? That took a lot of guts. I think you've definitely earned a shot. But you must have heard certain rumors about the sexual proclivities of Coven sisters. You might end up blindfolded, tied down in a pentagram and exposed while I dribble hot wax all over your tummy. Does that frighten you? You're talking to your shoes again. I can't quite make out what you're saying, and it sounds awfully like a maybe. And a maybe just isn't a yes now, is it, Dollface? Why don't you look me in the eyes and tell me if you want me to have my witchy way with you? Good, because I can't think of a better way of seeing if you've got what it takes. Hocus pocus. Now, here's your first little tip I want you to mull over while I deprive you of your sight. Don't ever be afraid to say no to me, baby. It makes the yeses I'll eke out of you all the more magically potent. Don't panic. It's just rope. I can untie it with a snap. It's just you and me, cutie. And I'm just doing exactly what I said. Blindfold. Ropes. Pentagram. You remember the rest, don't you? It's okay to be a little scared, but you've got to tell me if it's just too much for you. Do you want me to take off the blindfold? Would that make you feel better? My, my, for all the bashfulness, you sure are eager. You're doing such a good job calming yourself. Are you just that into me, or are you a secret little kinkster? Let's be very specific now. I want to unbutton your shirt and kiss you. On your skin, your nipples, your face, your lips. I want to hike up my skirt and grind my panties on you. Just grind away while we wait for the wax to get hot. Does all that sound okay? Good. I just want you to know that I'm not going to burn you. I would never hurt you. Unless you asked very nicely. You're so yummy. I just want to bake you in a pie. I think you've earned a little physical teasing to go with my naughty words. That's it. Use your imagination. Since you can't see, your senses are desperately reaching out. Trying to form a picture, to understand. Is that my leg rubbing up against yours? What's that delicious smell? And where will the next kiss fall? Or where will the first drop of wax land? Take it all in, sweetie. Be in this moment with me. And maybe, through your clothes, you might be feeling my privates rubbing up against yours. Thank you for being here with me. Do you want to smell my candle? It's my own special formula. The aroma just makes me squirm with erotic anticipation. Patience. It's technically a body oil, solid at room temperature, melted by the flame, infused with succubus pheromones with a satyr hair wick, guaranteed to incite animal instincts and raise the hair on the back of your neck. And my hand just might slip. That's it. Squirm for me. Test every knot. I may have tied them with magic, but I put so much care into them, too. They'll hold. Feel your lungs gasp, muscles twitch, eyes dilate, the delicate play of endorphins and adrenaline. Your body just can't understand. It expects a fiery, intense pain, but it finds only a delicious warmth. The endorphins sent to block the agony instead give you a natural ecstasy. You feel weightless. The only thing keeping you on the floor is my ropes. How thoughtful of me, right? That and my hips getting very well acquainted with yours, grinding and growing our need. And just like that, you're under a witch's spell. Would you like to taste my need? You've gotten me positively soaked. You're such a good little consort, so eager to please. And if you do please me, I'll have to accept that you're worthy of the full force of my affection, no matter how weird and witchy it might be. And, of course, no cheating on my part. I put a perfectly simple spell to keep myself honest about exactly how good your mouth feels on me. Perhaps the oldest magic. Every lick, every tease you give me will trigger a mirrored pleasure in your body. And if I come, or perhaps I should say, when I come, trust me, every inch of your body will know. Prepare my throne. That means open your mouth, sweetie. I won't be needing my panties anymore. Oh, that's interesting. It's like a little feedback loop. Do you like that? Mm-hmm. Can't grind my pussy into you too hard. You're not used to doubled pleasure. And if I make you pop, well, let's just say, whenever you go, I'm coming with you. But maybe if it's not too much for you. Well, it wouldn't really be witch sex without transforming some part of your body. Moan like a good consort if you'd like a little edge. Oh, you're so good at flicking your tongue on my clit. The first thing I thought of was a little snake. Like a cute, itty-bitty hognose hiding in my garden. Do you want to be a snaky little clit licker with an extra special tongue? Hiss, hiss. Pleasure and bliss. Bless this cutie I want to kiss. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, be careful with that thing. It's like a slick little ribbon. When you flutter it like that. Oh, Satan's whiskers. Don't you know better than that? You're practically coming off the floor with pleasure. Oh, is it too much for you? No. No, I'm not gonna back out. Oh, why are you so good at this? Most people can't fuck at all when they're partially transfigured for the first time. Oh, sorry. Sorry. It's hard not to squeeze your head with my thighs. It's just a lot. Your soft lips on my pussy. You're ferocious, the way you work your face into me. I can't. Oh my. I didn't say slow down. Don't do me like that. I'd love to come all over your face and be yours forever. Fuck. Oh, I thought I could touch you, but I'm so sensitive. Oh, the feedback of even grazing your sweetness with my fingers is unbearable. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't. You gotta make us come all by yourself. Oh, close. Almost there. Almost. Don't fight it, please. Don't try to hold out. I can't come without you. Don't edge me. Don't use your stupid brain to edge me, please. I can't handle it. Please. Please let us come. Please. Please. You. How dare. How dare you tongue fuck me so good? And why did it take you so long to ask me out? Untie you? I don't think I will. I don't know how. I don't know what spell. But somehow, I'm going to make you come like you made me come. Although, judging by the mess you made of yourself down there, you didn't do too bad for yourself. All right. If you promise to come back tomorrow for another little session, I guess I can let you go. A relationship has to be built on trust and respect, right? And I do respect you. You've been a great friend and a great lover now, and I don't want to put a limit on what we could be to each other. Hocus pocus. Can't send you out with a snake tongue, can I? All the other girls would be jealous of me. Now, remember to hydrate. When you finish your shift at the bookstore, I want you coming over for supper, okay? I'll make your favorite.